Back here on today's Lele Radio Sports page, we're getting to know Pellet Christian Senior Boys basketball player Caden Croyd a little bit better. Caden, thanks for joining us. And right off the bat, we'll ask you, do you have a favorite pregame ritual or something you do prior to basketball games to get yourself mentally ready to go for a contest?
Yeah, prior to especially home games, just love hanging out with the boys. We'll go have team dinner at one of their houses and then just hang out together. So that always gets me in the mood for basketball. So
fair enough. Do you have a favorite warm-up song or a genre of music that you like to listen to prior to games to kind of get yourself amped up and ready to go for contests?
Yeah, I always like to play some rap. Just kind of gets me in that right state of mind for basketball. So
that's a good answer. I know a lot of people who have that one. Do you have a favorite post-game restaurant or meal that you look forward to after a game?
Not really. I usually go home, drink a protein shake, and we get fed fairly well before the games. So just go home, have that protein shake, and get into bed, and then have a nice breakfast the next morning. So
there you go. You talk about those pregame meals. Is there a favorite pregame meal that you've had?
Hamburgers is always a good one. Hamburgers, and then whenever they have mac and cheese on the side, that's always great. It doesn't even really matter what kind. Just some sort of mac and cheese and Oreo fluff. That's a big one.
Oh, that does sound pretty good. You got me hungry now just talking about that. Do you have a favorite hobby that you enjoy doing?
So actually, I really enjoy woodworking and like volunteer work. So between those two, I volunteer at Mobility Worldwide down in Lytton, and we make these hand crank carts for people in third world countries who can't use their legs, and it gives them a way to travel around. And then I also like woodworking. So right now I'm working on an entertainment center for our basement so that we can get a nice new big TV in there.
That's awesome. I like the woodworking. And just touching on that, the other hobby you're talking about there with volunteering, how did you find out about that opportunity and what got you started in that?
So it started out when I was, I think, maybe 9 years old. My church went there on a volunteer day, and I just fell in love with the work they did there. And I was homeschooled all the way up until last year. So I would go down, starting when I was 12, I would ride my bike or take my four-wheeler down to Lytton, which is just 3 miles from my house, and go volunteer there every Tuesday and Friday in the mornings. And we'd put those carts together, and it's just really great.
That's awesome, man. That is a great hobby and a great way to spend your time. Is that something that you would consider a job, or do you have another job outside of, you know, being a high school student and doing that?
So I'd say my primary job, my dad has his own construction company, and usually it's just him working, but some days, like last week, he needed to put a couple big windows in, so he asked me to come out and help, and I love helping him. It gets me out of the house, and I really love the construction work that he does.
So I'm going to take it, you're probably not a big movie or TV watcher, or am I wrong in assuming that? Are you a big movie or TV guy?
I like movies and TV. I don't say I watch a ton, but yeah, I like to get out of the house, mix in some variety. So
if you are watching TV or watching a movie, do you have a favorite movie or TV show that you are watching when you get the opportunity?
Probably my favorite movie is Apollo 13. I think I watched that movie 8 times in 1 week one time.
Wow, that is dedication to a movie. I can't speak too much. I've probably watched the TV show Friends like 30 different times. So I know here in town we have our version of a rivalry. The state of Iowa has a rivalry too. That's Iowa and Iowa State. Do you have a lean one way or the other? If so, why do you lean that way?
I'm a huge Hawkeye fan. I've been a Hawkeye fan, my whole family Hawkeye fans, and I think they would disown me if I wasn't a Hawkeye fan. So
that might be a pretty good reason to be an Iowa fan right there. Any other pro or college sports teams that you follow or really enjoy watching?
I really loved the Lakers when they had Kobe, but I'm not a huge LeBron fan, so Lakers are kind of past me now. I've always kind of liked watching the Packers for the NFL, but I don't have any strong opinions with professional sports. So,
fair enough. As we're getting to know Pellet Christian Senior Boys basketball player Caden Croyd here a little bit better, a couple questions as it relates to your athletic journey. Any favorite places that you've played, whether that be, you know, football, basketball, another sporting venue that you play outside of here on Eagle Lane?
So for football this year, I love playing at Colfax Mingo. They had a great facility. Weirdly enough, it was the quietest one I played at. I think it's because it was so big. And then playing at the state tournament last year in Wells Fargo Arena was amazing, seeing that big venue. So
that is a couple of really good ones. Do you have a favorite memory? I know you just kind of maybe touched on potentially one of them, but a favorite memory or two from your high school athletic career here at Petla Christian?
Yeah, so my favorite football memory, I would say, is probably getting my first touchdown, only touchdown in my high school career, at the Colfax Mingo game. That was really great. Everyone was super excited when I got it. And then for basketball, last year we had a thing called our Harpy Press, where it was me, Cooper Sprunk, Caleb Van Arendonk, Deacon Branderhorst, and Landon Franzman would all go in for a little, like, 2-minute spell and just see if we could slow down their offense a little bit and just kind of change the pace of the game. And we called our Harpy Press. We had so much fun doing that.
I remember that. That was a very fun press, and one that I was unaware of prior to. It was really fun to watch you guys try to go out there and do that. Do you have anything that you collect?
So I don't have any, like, collections per se, but I would love to get into more collecting shoes. I own a couple pair of Jordans, and I just love kind of the whole shoe history behind those. So I think in my future, I'll definitely invest more in those type of Jordan shoes.
That's awesome. A couple more questions here. What is the top thing on your bucket list?
Top thing on my bucket list. That's a tough one. There's so many cool things to do out there.
If you got to list a couple, feel free to list a couple.
Well, I think it'd be kind of cool to go skydiving. I'm afraid of heights, but, you know, I think that'd be something just crazy to do. And then another thing is I'd really love to meet President Trump. He visited one of my neighbor's farms recently, and I was so close, just standing right across the road. I'd love to get a chance to meet him in person.
All right, then. One more question here for you. What is the best vacation you've ever been on, or a vacation that you're hoping to take someday?
So I really hope to love to go to Washington, D.C., visit all the historical landmarks and the museums out there. I just think that'd be amazing to go there with my family and just kind of see, you know, all the history that we've talked about throughout the years, kind of see it represented in our nation's capital.
That's awesome, Caden. Thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit better today, and best of luck with the rest of your senior year here at Petla Christian.
Thank you, Tyler.
That was Caden Croyd of the Petla Christian boys basketball team that we were getting to know a little bit better here today on today's Lately Radio Sports page.